Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show. Turn up your mind.
The Democrats have failed completely in the inner cities. For those hurting the most, who have been failed and failed by their politician year after year, failure after failure, worse numbers after worse numbers, poverty, rejection, horrible education, no housing, no homes, no ownership. Crime at levels that nobody's seen. You can go to war zones in countries that we're fighting, and it's safer than living in some of our inner cities. They're run by the Democrats. We'll get rid of the crime. You'll be able to walk down the street without getting shot. Right now, you walk down the street, you get shot. Look at the statistics. We'll straighten it out. And we're fighting for peaceful regime change in our own country. That's what we have to have. We need it in our own country.
Look at you. You're black, you're poor, you're ugly, you're a woman, you're nothing at all.
Yeah, Donald Trump is taking his cues from Oprah's Color Purple. Yeah, you're black, you're skinny, you're poor, you're ugly. What do you got to lose, Sealy? Everything you done to me be done to you. I mean, it won't end. It just won't end. And you know, I decided last night I was gonna fact check that entire Akron. Oh my God, you know how I told you I overate during the weekend? I just went on a carb carnival and I shoved everything that was, you know, noodly or white or sugary good and gained five. I lost like 3 pounds last night fact checking. It was. What's the word? It was aerobic. Is what,
that's good. That's good.
Right? I'm trying to think of like how extreme it was and how you know physically demanding it was. It was aerobic. It was like being in a mind's gymnasium. It was, and I burnt so many calories. My brain just, you know, honing in and debunking and finding and locating and searching for and cutting and editing and posting the facts. It was unfreakable. And you know, I started from the beginning. I started with Rudy Giuliani, who I don't even know if everybody realizes this, because, you know, other than the white supremacists who are on those websites watching these things live, going, massive rally, most awesome thing ever, must watch live from, you know, Right Side News, where they have the chat room, like we have a chat room, but their chat room is like, I hate Mexicans, just because they feel like posting that swill, you know. They don't know anything about anything that's going on in the world, but they have very definite opinions about people who, you know, don't live near them, let's say. Very definite opinions. And the facts that are being spewed by the likes of Rudy Giuliani, who opens, he's the opening act now for the Donald. You know that. Yeah, he's this warm-up guy. He throws out like red meat and they go, nom, 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 nom. And then they sit there like Alan, you know, Alan, my dog is here. They sit there like Alan and he's like, more, 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 more. And they'll eat it. They'll eat it and eat it and eat it until they have to go outside and chew grass or something to settle their stomachs because they swallowed such raw meat. It's incredible. So, all right, I'm just going to start. This was Rudy's. Hey, puppy. This was Rudy's warm-up, okay? Rudy's warm-up.
Not only is Hillary Clinton for open borders, she actually wants to bring in 550% more Syrian refugees. Imagine that.
Wait for it.
Just what we need. Just what we need. a few more terrorists in the United States. Maybe a lot more terrorists in the United States.
Yeah.
And here's why I say that. ISIS has said that they will put terrorist operatives in with the Syrian refugees. Now, maybe some of these people, and a lot of these people, are in terrible condition and they need help. But they're going to take advantage of that and they're going to put terrorists in with the Syrians. That's why Germany is in such an uproar, because Angela Merkel made a terrible mistake in taking all those Syrian refugees. We should have a no-fly zone in Syria and keep them in Syria. If you want to take them in Germany, take them. But we're not going to take them if Donald Trump is the president. No way.
Is that amazing? Is that freaking amazing to you how disgusting Rudy Giuliani has sunk? I understand that, you know, it's sunset time for Rudy's political career. It was a political career that was based on putting the Emergency Response Center to terrorism in the World Trade Center. just to remember. But this thing, I mean, I'm glad he brought up Germany because it made me think about what was the prevailing opinion about Jewish refugees in the United States back in 1938 and 39. You know what I mean? Which side would Rudy have fit on? Which side of that argument would he find a home? And it turns out that, you know, the Washington Post had done that research for me. Don't you just love newspapers? I do. In November of 2015... this question dawned upon one of the Washington Post reporters who decided to do the research for me. Thank you so much. And it reads thusly. The results of the poll illustrated above by the useful Twitter account of @HistOpinion, History Opinion. And I did go there. And it is right there. It's like the last tweet. Apparently, that's a dead account, too. Maybe we ought to take that one over also. But were published in the pages of these poll results were published in the pages of Fortune magazine in 1938. So here's the polling. Fewer than 5% of Americans surveyed at the time believed that the United States should raise its immigration quotas or encourage political refugees fleeing fascist states in Europe, the vast majority of whom were Jewish, to voyage across the Atlantic. Two-thirds of the respondents agreed with the proposition that, quote, we should try to keep them out. Very Giuliani, circa 2016. It's the same. Now, I will say this. In 1938, Kristallnacht had not occurred yet, okay? A lot of this stuff that was about to come, that the United States government was warning about, was trying to prepare Americans to realize we were going to have to get into a war in Germany, that it was going to be a fight for the end of fascism, or it was going to be, fascism spreading across the world. But anyway, a lot of crap hadn't happened yet. Kristallnacht hadn't happened. That was a wave of crime in areas controlled by the Nazis against any Jewish business, any Jewish home. So that hadn't happened. And so maybe America wasn't ready. Maybe they just were hoping it wouldn't happen. So let's go forward to look at 1939 after all those events, the events of Kristallnacht. The question was to Americans, would you take in 10,000 German Jewish children? And no. 3/4 said no. We don't want them here. So now we know which camp Rudy would fit into. But let's look at the real numbers of Syrian refugees. Because this was a debunk. That was just an aside. That was a curiosity that I had as an American Jew. Just wanted to know. Okay, Syrian refugees. Here are the facts about Syrian refugees as determined by factcheck.org. Okay, all this is in the homework. This homework section today, it's a beauty. It's a stunning beauty. I got to say, I'm proud of myself. This I worked on it all last night and just a tad this morning, you know, adding today's news, which included Melania Trump is suing the Daily Mail because they said that she had once worked as an escort and she has had it. Okay, so facts about the Syrian refugees. Senator Ted Cruz said it was astonishing that only 3% of Syrian refugees admitted to the United States so far are Christian. Well, he's right, but the refugees are referred to the United States by the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. Didn't I tell you this? Didn't we post an infographic the other day showing you the 10 easy steps from getting from the refugee camp to be placed somewhere in the United States? Didn't we show you the 10 easy steps that take a mere 2 years to accomplish? Because it is extreme vetting. All right, so now we know what happens. Okay, I'm just gonna go through what we know happens. You're in a Syrian refugee camp. You fled because your house has been bombed, or Assad has attacked your neighborhood, and it's just, you know, a pile of rubble now. I mean, there's nothing there. There's no school anymore. There's no house anymore. There's no grocery anymore. There's no marketplace anymore. There's just nothing there. And ISIS has moved in, and they're sniping from the top of buildings, and, you know, so you run to the refugee camp. That is when the United Nations, the High Commissioner for Refugees, the volunteers for the United Nations, they go in and they take all the biometrics. Remember this? Yeah. And all the background information, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. And then only 1% of those refugees are eligible for immigration. Okay. 1% of all those. And there are 4.2 million refugees, and about 850,000 of them fled to Europe. So let's look at what he said about Angela Merkel. Okay. The refugees that fled from Syria and neighboring places where they flee first to Turkey and then they flee to Jordan. And Jordan has seen such an influx of Syrian refugees, and they have taken them all in. They have taken them all in. There is a huge refugee crisis in Turkey and in Jordan. And the ones who make it in sometimes migrate to Europe. Now, Europe does not have the vetting we have. So they don't have that. They're not participating in the biometric 10 easy steps that we participate in. Okay. And also, you have to find out how they're placed. This is unbelievable. The World Relief and United States Conference on Catholic Bishops, swear to God, the World Relief and the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops place the refugees, not the U.S. government, in the United States, not in Europe, in the United States. And they do it based on family ties or employment, not politics, okay? Just where do they have family here in the United States? Do they have family here in the United States? Where is there a community in the United States that speaks their language or that can help them learn English or that can help them assimilate? And who are they anyway? Well, as far as the United States is concerned, they're women and children. They're women and children, Ted Cruz, is what they are. Now, Cruz has said that if the United States does decide to admit Syrian refugees, we should only admit the Christians. No, really, he has said that. Now, as of 2011, 2,290 Syrian refugees arrived in the United States. That's because the Syrian civil war, you know, kind of broke out when Assad started attacking people. Yeah, the government is attacking its own people. So that's what's happening. And so the Refugee Processing Center at the State Department, 62 of them were identified as Christian. And that's what Ted Cruz was bitching about, that only 62 of the 2,290 were identified as Christian. So that's 2.7%. So in this way, Ted Cruz is right, very low amount of Christians. And that's because the United Nations can't tell which of the referrals are actually Christian, and the State Department does not know how many Christian Syrians have actually been rejected by the United States, but they're pretty sure none of them were rejected because they were Christians. It's pretty much because we're looking for women and children is what we're doing. Women and children. Now, the administration was asked for a demographic breakdown of Syrian refugees who are seeking to resettle in the United States, and it provided a chart that shows that there are 23,826 total applicants, 15,937, or 67% of whom are women and children aged 0 to 11. This is who we're trying to place. Now, not all of the 23,826 refugees referred to the United States will be admitted to the United States, says the Congressional Research Service. This is the February 2015 report that the U.S. typically, quote, aims to consider for resettlement at least half of these 23,826. Yeah, the half that are female and the half that are children. And this is what Rudy Giuliani is screaming. No, never, never. We will never take them. We will never take these women. We will never take these children. But it is women and children. Europe is taking mostly the males. We are taking the women and children. And the World Relief and United States Conference of Catholic Bishops are the people who place those women and children. So just thought we would get that straight. This fact check is on randyrhodes.com. It's in the homework section. I believe I pulled two fact checks for you. I'm not sure if I did on the Syrian refugees. I think I might have pulled a PolitiFact and a factcheck.org so that you can cross-check is what you might want to do. All right, so then Rudy kept going and building up the nationalistic fervor, which is always part of any fascist's repertoire. Okay, the first part of the fascist repertoire is you're not welcome here. You're an other. We're scared of you. You bring vermin. You bring disease. You bring crime. You bring terrorism. You bring communism. You Bolsheviks, you bastards. You, we're not taking you, and Donald Trump will never take you. That's, you know, part one of a fascist rant. And then the other part is uber nationalism.
She's not only for Obamacare, she's for making it bigger. Let's see if we can have socialized medicine in America, Hillary. Maybe we can be like one of those socialized medicine countries. Does anybody go to England for operations? Does anybody go to Canada for operations? Does anybody go to Germany for heart operations? Where do people come for treatment? USA!
Well, just as a personal aside, Howard did go to Dusseldorf, Germany, for the very latest treatment in spinal stenosis. Yes, he did. And I don't want to name my other friends because it's very personal and private, but many of them have gone to Germany specifically for relief of various maladies and have come home very happy with that, very successful in their quest for new, unapproved, FDA uncleared, but, you know, European common practice. As a matter of fact, in the Randy Rhodes homework section today, you will see medical tourism. I put that in there. 750,000 Americans go abroad each year for medical care. 750,000, that's almost a million Americans. A 2013 medical tourism patient survey found that nearly 27% of patients had previously traveled to a foreign country to receive medical care. Most were female. All were between the ages of 45 and 64. The majority are white, Caucasian. All were American. All were college educated. Half had household incomes between $50 and $100,000. Some had health insurance, 50%, while others did not. So yeah, Rudy, it's happening. It's happening.
For a commercial-free, on-demand, whenever, wherever listening experience, visit randyrhodes.com for your personal premium podcast today.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. We missed you today. For the entire show, whenever, wherever, go to randyrhodes.com and buy a stinking podcast. And don't forget to catch our show live right here from 4 to 6 Eastern.